welcome back, everybody.
I can't do the gym cable guy.
Oh man, that was pretty funny. Anyway,
shitty ass movie.
Here we are, back again for another All Gas No Trash. My name is Josh. I'm here today with host buddy Adam.
Yeah, we're doing it raw today. No microphone or no speaker, no headphones because we just don't have them. And if the transition from the music to our voices was jarring, well, now you know why.
Nope, that's just too bad.
You're gonna have to hold that shit. So
yep.
So we're gonna be talking about this band called Nice from Los Angeles. So I want Josh over here to listen to a few songs from them, and we're gonna listen to, I guess, the different eras of Nice. So a brief introduction. So this is a project who was fronted by this person named Mimi Sando Brown.
Uh-huh.
Although her moniker is Mimi Doe.
Okay.
Mimi D-O-E. Came down from the Bay Area.
Okay.
Down to Los Angeles to create this project with some other people. Because I will say that I don't know how many members there are in this group, because it seems like every time there's photos taken that there's new people involved. Although I will say that there's two consistent members. The other people, I don't know. But so I started following this project pretty much from the beginning. So they became a band back in 2020. And before the pandemic happened, they played this. If I'm not mistaken, they played at this place called the Resident DTLA. Which is like some bar that is just outside the downtown area. Uh-huh. And I couldn't go. I wanted to, but I was too much of a pussy because I knew what kind of shows they were putting together where, well, it's obviously punk. So naturally people are going to be flailing and fucking punching. So because of the fact that I record shit, like a month prior, I went to this small show in LA off of like Sunset or not Sunset, it was like Glendale Boulevard or Alvarado, can't remember. Anyways, the music didn't exactly warrant having a mosh pit, but I ended up eating shit. I got gutted, I got elbow or ribbed in the fucking stomach, and I ate shit. So I was like, I don't know if I could see Nice. If I end up recording stuff and I take another punch to the gut, dude, I'm not ready for that shit, because I hate when that happens, dude. I it's not a fun feeling. And it kind of ruins everything.
No, yeah.
So so they released two or three singles during the pandemic, and eventually they released more singles in 2021. And then I think they worked their way to releasing an EP in 2022. And there was a point where I thought they weren't going to be, not to say that they weren't active or anything like that, but there was a time where they were dormant and I kind of just gave up on them. And then they released a single this past year. And I was like, oh shit, they're still making music, cool. Like I'm very much interested. So we're kind of gonna listen to the beginnings of Nice, the middle portion, and where they're at now, because I think what they're doing now is like on par. And I know this is gonna sound like jargon or whatever, or me speaking gibberish, but the comparison I'm gonna make is to like No Doubt, where yeah, they were like a goofy, quirky ska band, a third wave ska band at the beginning of the 90s, and then they eventually evolved into opening themselves up to more genres. And you know, that then we get songs like Spiderwebs, and then we get songs like Don't Speak, where they become, you know, more popular and stuff. This band Nice, I think, is on that same trajectory where they've really opened themselves up in terms of sound. So let's go ahead and kind of work our way through. So the first track that we're going to listen to from Nice is called Egg.
Egg.
Yeah. Can I offer you an egg in these trying times?
I mean, yeah, that's probably fucking super expensive. I mean,
So this is one of their three singles that they released in 2020. And we'll get to the next track afterwards.
All right. This picture that they have on fucking Apple Music.
Yeah.
This dude, I don't know what he is in the band, but he's sitting on the end of the thing. Dude, he looks like fucking Goldust, dude.
Let me see.
Like, that looks straight like Dustin Runnels. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. I think he's the guitar player.
Dude, he looks dead like Goldust in that fucking picture, man. Like, that's insane how uncanny that is.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's gonna fucking pull out the fucking costume and just start drumming or guitar.
That's like awesome. that's a 2010s Goldust though. Yeah, like, when he was starting, when he was getting lean and shit.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, that's what he looks like. Anyways,
DDP yoga.
Yeah, Goldust. Yeah. All right. Anyways, okay. So this is Egg.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. All right. Man, you will get your ass kicked at this. That's definitely mosh pit fucking music for sure.
Yeah, that's as straight punk as you can get. Yeah. And that's what they were in 2020.
Okay.
So a little bit more information about them. So they've toured with bands like GBH, Starcrawler. I forgot what other bands they've played with. Oh, Scowl. Oh,
don't forget about Your Mom and the Hooties.
All right, Your Mom.
Actually, that's a great name for a fucking band, man.
Your Mom and the... So, like, they've kind of made their rounds as far as touring, and this is with the fact that they haven't released a debut album that people are warming up to their music, and they've been able to tour with some established and even some legacy acts, right?
Okay.
So, the next song that we're going to listen to is... shit, what was it?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
Fuck you, boy. Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say, you didn't send me the set list.
Notice that song was kind of more or less like strictly a punk, you know, a traditional punk song, right?
All right.
And it sounds like it's recorded in somebody's basement.
Yeah,
Like with, you know, the cardboard insulation.
Right. Yeah.
But let's listen to Fuck You, Boy and see the evolution.
And this song came out a year later, according to this shit. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right. That was Fuck You, Boy. That one sounded a little more, I don't know what the word is, produced?
Yeah, a little more polished.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word, polished.
It has a little bit more of a rock and roll feel, right?
Yeah.
Not so much more...
Punkish?
Not so much on the punk side. More accessible, right?
Yeah.
So, now we get more towards the... where they're working towards a debut album. We have this single called Low Life, which is part of their one of their singles for their new album called Nice World that we're going to be listening to. It's going to be released on March 28th. So this is the last song. And this one, I think, is the most promising thing that they've released. They are not part of a major record label, but just the fact that they made this conscious choice on their own. This to me signifies the difference between a band that's played on KXLU, a college radio station, and a band that's played on K-Rock. Like, this is mainstream success right here. This is what I'm saying right here. So,
all right.
Let's go ahead and listen to it.
All right, here we go. Low Life. Here we go. All right.
First impressions. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. That's some K-Rock shit right there. I would just like to say to whichever K-Rock DJ listens to us that's going to play this now because they heard about it here.
Fucking Megan Holiday,
You fucking better goddamn shout us out. That's all I gotta say.
Dude, I've never seen a band evolve so...
I mean, that's just in the span of 5 years.
5 years? And, dude, they made that choice on themselves to soften themselves up.
Yeah, nobody told them to do that. I don't think.
But it's like good choices. It's... You have, like, that surf rock twang.
Yeah.
And then they put all their eggs for the hardcore or punk stuff in the chorus.
Yep.
And then you have the contrast of the soft vocals and the verses or the lyrics.
Yeah.
The verses and then the chorus, soft to gritty growls, like whatever. This decision, I think, is going to make them a fucking fuckload of money. Like,
oh, yeah.
That, because sure, as a punk band, I think they would have made out great. Like, just if they would have stayed in that lane. But that they would just be great as a punk band, and the ceiling for that is nobody's gonna end up being like Green Day, just being a straight fucking punk band, right? Like,
yeah.
What they're doing now is now Green Day status, or like No Doubt, where they started incorporating little fucking things.
Yeah. To be more accessible, like you said.
Multiple genres, like surf rock, they add the hardcore stuff, a little bit of the punk. They're still preserving themselves, but it's more accessible. This is how you go from being a college band to being a fucking mainstream success. Like, this song, I think, is indicative of what the next 11 or 12 tracks on this debut album. I think it's already fucking decided that this band is gonna just catapult in the air with their fucking debut album, because how fucking good this one single is, dude. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, I'm actually curious to see how this album is gonna fucking come out now that we're gonna review it on what was it, March 28th is when it comes out.
Yeah.
Oh man, we gotta wait a whole fucking month.
Yeah,
a month and some change.
Yeah. So that's more or less all I had for the episode. So if you haven't already checked out Nice, you can follow them on Instagram at Nice NIIS.Los Angeles. Have a ton of great. I mean, as far as like social media accounts go, man, they have some really cool photos of that chick, you know, singing and shit, and they're really awesome. And follow their music on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever the fuck you use, and keep your eyes peeled for their debut album, March 28th, released on Get Better Records. Doesn't get any better than this, so.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Yeah, that'll be the end of it. Go fuck yourself.